The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Thursday, February the 7th. We've got two old friends of mine. I don't think I just said that. Actually, they're professionals. They're good to have both of you here. We'll start with the younger friend, Rachel. I know it. Rachel Ellersick is with us. Ronald McDonald House Charities of Mid-Missouri. Good to have you here, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.
You're here to tell us about a very special event that you have coming up later this month, right?
Yes. 2 weeks from today is the Red Shoe Gala, Old Hollywood style.
Old Hollywood style.
That's right.
So what is a Red Shoe Gala?
It's our gala with a silent auction and a live auction and dinner, and you just come and have a good time, play some games, bid on some items, and help the Ronald McDonald House.
How much money do you hope you're going to raise?
We're hoping to raise about $70,000 through this event.
$70,000?
It is definitely our biggest fundraiser of the year and helps us keep our house operating, helps us provide a home away from home for families that are in need.
Yeah. Now, you're in a new location this year that you can have more people,
We're
right?
not yet.
I'm talking about the gala.
Yes,
the gala.
Event is in a new location. It's at the Parkade Center, which several people think of as the old mall, but it's been beautifully renovated to a nice event space.
So how many more people can you have?
About 50 more people than usual. So people may be used to it running out or selling out sooner, but we've got 50 more spots this year.
So you can have 450 people.
Mm-hmm.
And are there tickets still available?
There are tickets still available. You can just call the Ronald McDonald House or visit our website, which is rmhcmidmo.org.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about the new house that's coming.
Mm-hmm. We are so excited to be – we've just finished phase one of the house, which means the exterior, the brick, the siding, everything is up. And now we're starting phase two, which means we're raising money to build the drywall and the paint and actually get furniture in the building. And then we'll be able to house a lot more families much closer to the children's hospital.
Right. So this gala will go a long way in helping to pay for the house.
Oh, yeah. This gala just helps us keep up what we're doing so that we can get into the new house faster and in time to help even more families.
When do you think the new house will be done?
We're hoping to be in the new house by the end of this year, so by the end of 2013.
Okay. So if people would like to help out, besides coming to the gala, if they want to help out, how do they do this? Where do they send their money?
To the Ronald McDonald House, Charities of Mid-Missouri. Okay. We're located at 1001 East Stadium, very close to the current University Hospital, or to the University Hospital, not the Children's Hospital, which is where we're moving to eventually. So you can stop by, you can collect pop tabs, the soda cans we've been collecting for years. We still collect those. So anything from a handful of pop tabs to a generous check can help us out a lot.
Or a handful of money would be great.
We'll take that as well.
All right.
Or a bucketful.
Thank you, Rachel. And don't forget, the gala is, again, two weeks?
Yep, February 21st at 6 p.m. Parkade Center.
Thank you very much. Rachel Ellersick, always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, as I said at the beginning, Rachel is my younger friend. I turn to my older friend over here.
Who was, by the way, born almost exactly the same day
as
this guy.
Yes.
So he calls me old. We're in the boat together.
We are. Kathy Salter, good to have you here,
nice
Kathy.
Nice to be here.
And I can say that because we have such a good relationship, and you honestly are a very good friend, Kathy Salter. And you're here talking today about the Boone County Museum and Galleries. You're having a monthly
book talk.
Book talk.
Yes.
Okay.
Last year, we had a little innocent conversation about the fact that Saturday mornings there was not very much going on at the museum. So we started with a Saturday morning book talk last July, and we had Ed Ayler speak about his brand new, gorgeous book of photography, Blue Highways Revisited.
He was on here a couple of months ago.
It's a wonderful, wonderful book that was based on William Lee's Teep Moon, also a Boone Countyan. His journey 30 years ago, which Ed admired.
And Ed did it with his son also.
With his son, Ed Ayler IV.
Yeah.
And So that was our first one in July. It just kept growing and growing. Each month we had a book talk. And then in December we ended the year with Alex George, whose book, A Good American, is now selling all around the country. In London, there's a Spanish edition, so it's really taken off. And then we now have authors who have signed up through September of this year to give a book talk mm-hmm. on a Saturday morning. So we just finished with Marty Patton, who talked about the Columbia Branch Railroad and a book that he's done about the history of Columbia and the railroad that connects Columbia and Centralia. And then 2 days from now, Saturday,
this coming Saturday,
February the 9th, Margaret Sayers Peden, who is known by friends locally as Petch Peden, she was an emeritus professor in the Romance Language Department. She translated books for Spanish and Latin American authors, and she is, except for Isabel Allende's first novel, she has translated all of Isabel Allende's novels.
Wow.
And in January, she went to New York and was given the Penn Robert Mannheim Award for a Lifetime in Translation. It's a periodic award that's given to someone who has basically...
It's a Lifetime Achievement
exactly,
Award.
Exactly, a Lifetime yeah. Achievement Award.
Yeah. So she will be speaking this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
What time?
The book talks always begin at 10 o'clock, but we have a wonderful baker who is a local baker mm-hmm. from the Ashland area who makes two die-for handmade focaccia breads, pastries, sticky buns. Mm-hmm. So now people are coming as early as 9:15 for coffee and pastries.
Okay, so you get coffee and pastry. And then
at 10 o'clock, we have our book talk and book signing.
You've got the sugar high and you do the book.
Oh, they're amazing. Right. So we are getting 40 to 60 people.
That's great.
On a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, in January.
Right. Now, do people need to make reservations
no.
ahead of time?
No, just come. Just come. We have in March, we have Steve Weinberg, who is also from Columbia, uh-huh. who is an investigative reporter.
And so this Saturday...
is Petch Peden.
Right. And in March, you've got it set
Steve
up
Steve Weinberg talking about Ida Tarbell and the epic battle of Ida Tarbell and John D. Rockefeller.
Okay. And you have April?
April is William Leistheat Moon, who 30 years ago wrote Blue Highways, which has never been out of print. It is being reissued with Ed Ayler's photograph on okay. the cover. And this is Will's newest book.
He's coming.
This has just come out, so it will be the first time he gives a okay. talk anywhere about
right.
his book, which is called Here, There, Elsewhere.
Okay, Kathy, we're out of time. She's going to take us into classical music. Kathy Salter, thank you
Woo,
so much
for
coming by.
Thank you.
our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Amy Simons. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator is Uncle James Mauser. Oh, and our guest tomorrow, your neighbor, or somewhere in Ashland, Nanette Ward.
Nanette.
Yeah.
Yes.